Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. Brahmananda Bharati has just come to Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to see him and subtly convinced him to exchange his deerskin for sannyas dress. And they argue a little bit about this and that, about Brahman and Mahaprabhu's being, and Lord Jagannath's being Brahman. And then Brahmananda Bharati says something and Mahaprabhu accepts it. So Brahmananda Bharati says, he immediately countered these words, saying, "This is not the cause of your defeat. There is another cause. It is your natural characteristic to accept defeat at the hands of your devotee. There is also another glory of yours, which I ask you to hear attentively. I have been meditating on the impersonal Brahman since my birth, but since I have seen you, I have experienced Krishna fully." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Brahmananda Bharati admitted that when there is an argument between the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master is naturally victorious. Although the disciple may put forward a strong argument. In other words, it is customary that the words of the spiritual master are more worshipable than the words of a disciple. Under the circumstances, since Brahmananda Bharati was in the position of a spiritual master, he emerged victorious over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who considered himself Brahmananda Bharati's disciple. However, Brahmananda Bharati reversed the argument and took the position of a devotee, stating that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. This means that the Lord was voluntarily defeated out of affection for his devotee. He was defeated voluntarily because no one can defeat the Supreme Lord. Concerning this, the words of Bhishma and Srimad Bhagavatam 1937 are important. Swa nigamam apahayamat pratigyam ritam adhikartum avalputo ratasta drita rata charano abhyayat chaladgur hareriva hantam ibam kotatariya. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, got down from the chariot, took up its wheel, and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but Bhishma, in order to break Krishna's promise, attacked Arjuna in such a vigorous way that Krishna was obliged to take up a chariot wheel and attack Bhishma. The Lord did this to show that his devotee was being maintained at the sacrifice of his own promise. Brahmananda Bharati said, "Since the beginning of my life, I was attached to impersonal Brahman realization, but as soon as I saw you, I became very much attached to the personality of Godhead, Krishna." Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, and thus Brahmananda Bharati became his devotee. Krishna nama spure mukhe mane netra Krishna toma ke tadrupa deki ridhaya satrishna. Brahmananda Bharati continued, "Since I have seen you, I have been feeling Lord Krishna's presence in my mind and have been seeing him before my eyes. I now want to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Over and above this, within my heart, I consider you to be Krishna, and I am therefore very eager to serve you." Bilamangala Thakur abandoned his personal realization for the realization of the personality of Godhead. "I now see that my condition is similar to his, for it has already changed." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his early life, Bilamangala Thakur was an impersonalistic monist, and he used to meditate upon the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Later, he became a devotee of Lord Krishna And his explanation for this change is given in a verse, text 178, that is quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sometimes a devotee gradually comes to the stage of Bhagavan realization, realization of the Supreme Person, after having attained the lower stages of realization. Impersonal Brahman realization and localized Paramatma realization. The condition of such a devotee is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Kaivalyam nirakayate tridasa purakasa pushpayate nudantendriyakala sarpa patali prokata tamstrayate vishvam purnasukayate vidhi mahendradish cha kitayate yat karunya kataksha mai bhavavatam tam gauram eva stumaha. Kaivalya, oneness in the effulgence of Brahman, appears hellish to the devotee. The heavenly planets, the abodes of the demigods, appear to a devotee like phantasmagoria. The yogis meditate for sense control, but for the devotee, the senses appear like serpents with broken teeth. The devotee doesn't have to control the senses, for his senses are already engaged in the Lord's service. Consequently, there is no possibility that the senses will act like serpents. In the material condition, the senses are as strong as poisonous snakes, but when the senses are engaged in the Lord's service, they are like poisonous snakes with their fangs removed, and so they are no longer dangerous. The entire world is a replica of Vaikuntha for the devotee because he has no anxiety. He sees that everything belongs to Krishna, and he does not want to enjoy anything for himself. He does not even aspire for the position of Lord Brahma or Indra. He simply wants to engage everything in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he has no problem. He stands in his original constitutional position. All this is possible when one receives Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful glance. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many more verses illustrating the same principle. Dikkhovanti cha brahma yoga vidusham tad gaura chandram numaha. Chaitanya Charitamrita 6. Tavad brahma katava mukta pada vitavan natikti bhavet. And goras choral sakalam aharot ko pi me tivra virya. That's Chaitanya Charitamrita 19 and 60. A discussion of the impersonal Brahman is not very palatable to a devotee. The so-called regulations of the Shastras also appear null and void to him. There are many people who argue over the Shastras, but for a devotee, such discussions are but tumultuous roaring. By the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these problems disappear. Continuing, Brahmananda Bharati concluded, although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis. This is a verse Prabhupada explains in his purport, written by Bilamangala Thakur and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It is written 3.1.44. Prabhu kahe, Krishne tomara ghad prema hai, yahan netra pade tahan si Krishna spurai. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you have a deep ecstatic love for Krishna, therefore wherever you turn your eyes, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was there witnessing this exchange, he said, the statements of both of you are correct. Krishna gives direct audience through his mercy. Prema vina kabu nahi tandra shakshaka. Ihara kribhate hoya dharasana inhar. Without having ecstatic love for Krishna, one cannot see him directly. Therefore, through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has acquired direct vision of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are Brahmananda Bharati, an advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you see Krishna everywhere, and there's no doubt about it." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a mediator between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharati, and his judgment was that an advanced devotee like Brahmananda Bharati was seeing Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. Since Brahmananda Bharati was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the words of the Brahma Samhita, Premandana Torita Bhakti Valochanena Santa Sadaiva Vridaye Suvalokayanti Yam Shama Sandaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by his devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. Continuing, Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ki kaha safaboma atistuti haye e nindara lakshana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what are you saying? Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, save me. Such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy." Short purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little embarrassed by the Bhattacharya's statement, therefore he uttered the name Vishnu to save himself. The Lord here confirms that if one is overestimated, glorification is just another form of blasphemy. In this way, he protests this so-called offensive statement. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Brahmananda Bharati with him to his residence. From that time on, Brahmananda Bharati remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, Ramabhadracharya and Bhagavanacharya joined them, and giving up all other responsibilities, remained under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter. The next day, Kasiswara Gosai also came and remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who received him with great respect. Kasiswara used to usher Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Jagannath temple. He would precede the Lord into the crowd and keep the people from touching him. As all the rivers flow into the sea, all the devotees throughout the country finally came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter. Since all the devotees came to him for shelter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed them all mercy and kept them under his protection. Thus, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, "I have described the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever hears this description ultimately attains shelter at his lotus feet. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yadasa Chaitanya Chaitan Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das." Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 10th chapter, describing the Lord's meeting the Vaishnavas upon his return to Jagannath Puri from South India. Hare Krishna. The next chapter is chapter 11, the Beda Kirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we shall begin hearing that very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.